Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Biden administration officials are saying they're focused on providing a smooth transition to the incoming Trump administration. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's confident in those taking over the country's military.
I totally believe that our leaders will continue to do the right thing no matter what. I also believe that our Congress will continue to do the right things to support our military.
Speaking of the second Trump administration, Susie Wiles, who managed the Trump...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Book it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Favic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl's Center, the Wisconsin Badgers ready for game number two of this season, taking on Montana State. It'll be the season opener for the Bobcats, an NCAA tournament team. Each of the last 3 years getting in via winning the conference tournament last season. They were 17-18 overall, but Matt Logie's team got hot when it mattered most, getting through the Big Sky tournament, but did bow out in the first four in overtime to Grambling. But this has been a consistently good team and a good test. And joined as always by Brian Butch. A good test here for game two. I know Butchie fans may not know a lot about Montana State around here, but this Wisconsin team does. And this is not going to be an easy out here tonight.
Well, the Wisconsin team does. And let's hope the Wisconsin fans don't find out about Montana State. That's the most important thing. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. They're going to space out this team. So a little bit different than Holy Cross as far as what they're trying to do. Now, can Wisconsin guard the three-point line? Can they make them uncomfortable? And again, this is another Montana State team that has experience. That's always scary this time of year.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of experience, and this will be a fun one here tonight at the Kohl Center. About an hour away from the opening tip, we'll visit with Badgers' Kamari McGee, the outstanding guard coming off the bench, providing quite the spark the other night. We'll take a look around the Big Ten. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. Coming up next, though, our visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll get it rolling in 2 minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is our Badgers pregame show, game number two, as Wisconsin will host Montana State out of the Big Sky Conference, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Game one, I'm sure a lot of final judgments, Jesse, on how good this team is going to be. What did you pull out of it? What jumped out to you on Monday night against Holy Cross?
Well, certainly the start was a little concerning for Wisconsin, but the Badgers obviously were able to adjust and pull away handily. There were a couple things that stood out. First of all, John Tonji was exactly the kind of player that I think we believed he would be based on what he did in the preseason. Not only did he lead the team in scoring, but he showed why he can do that at every level. He made three threes, he got to the free throw line, made all eight of his free throw attempts. And I think the other takeaway is the improvement of Nolan Winter, who scores 15 points, makes every shot from the field, and is just playing with more physicality, making that leap from year one to year two.
It's interesting. We've talked about the challenges of scouting teams in the portal era, or just as players start to develop. And Holy Cross had a guy who had four threes, which is two more than he had all of last year. So I think Joe Krabenoff saying, that's on me. He had the scout, but how do you know? Right. I mean, that's part of the challenges of this. You know, Montana State has some transfers. App State has a ton of them. They'll be Wisconsin's Sunday opponent. But that does add to it. And I guess it works both ways, but that does make the scouting a little bit more of a challenge now.
It's more of a feeling out process than ever before. You could probably say this across college athletics, but particularly basketball and football. What exactly are you scouting? Are you going to put together a package where you're evaluating six different teams from a year ago? And that's why I think early on in the season, a lot of what a team like Wisconsin is trying to do, where it has six newcomers, is just worry about itself, stick to your principles and rules. And of course, you're going to try to learn as much as you can about the opponent, but do what you do well, and that ought to be enough this early in the season.
Well, a guy who stood out was Kamari McGee, Coach Gard, when we did a radio show on Tuesday. They have this analytics company that they use, and their post-game report at points per possession when McGee was on the floor at 1.47. They normally don't pop individual stats like that, but you know, Greg's not a big plus minus guy. McGee was a plus 35, but there are a lot of variables there. But 1.47 per possession, I'm not the biggest analytics guy in the world, but I do know that's pretty good.
It's early, but he's giving them everything they need out of the point guard position. And I was very curious to see what this rotation would look like and what does it mean if you don't have a quote-unquote true point guard in your starting lineup. But you see, he's going to end up playing starter-level minutes. He played 28 minutes, and he gave you points with seven of them. He had a nice assist-to-turnover ratio, which is something I always appreciate out of a point guard, 4-1. And so he's doing all the little things that Greg saw during the preseason, which is why he felt out of that three-man point guard competition with Cam Hunter, obviously, and Daniel Freitag, that Kamari McGee was the most consistent.
Xavier Amos, they've talked about him ramping things up in practice the last few days. He's really intriguing to me. I don't want to set expectations too high for him, I guess, but it seems, no pun intended, he could be a bit of an X factor because of his versatility. That's a really bad. I didn't want it to be that, but it's really bad. But do you see it the same way, though, that he could be a guy that, you know, if he's what you think he is, he could really be a boost to this team?
I will forgive you for that one, Matt.
That was really awful.
Yeah, very much so. His name was one of the ones that really popped when you were hearing about what was going on during summer workouts. And one of the things Greg said was the versatility really surprised them. Obviously, they went and got him to be a stretch four, to fill the position that Tyler Wahl used to have. But his ability to handle the ball in space, in traffic, would allow him potentially to play some of that three spot. Now, we'll see how that obviously translates during the course of the season. But absolutely, he's a long body who can stretch the floor, make some three-pointers, and also work inside. So I think if he can progress, it's going to help this team a lot.
All right. He is Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. Much more to come as we get you ready for tip-off. Coming up, our Badger spotlight, as we will visit with Kamari McGee. He's up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth-generation Jones, and it's a family tradition to use only high-quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and go Badgers!
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Our Badgers pregame coverage continues. Time for tonight's Badgers Spotlight as we visit with senior guard Kamari McGee. Well, what a spark he was on Monday night after a very sluggish start for the Badgers. He came in and helped turn things around and helped Wisconsin to a 24-point victory over Holy Cross. He was just that a year ago, a spark. You remember that game on January 19th against Indiana, but he was also hurt in that game and did not return until March 7th, the final home game of the season against Rutgers. And on that night, he scored a career-best 11 points. Had some surgery over the offseason to get himself nice and healthy, and that's how he entered this year. Nice and healthy and ready to help whenever called upon.
All in the past, and I'm happy to be back 100%. It just feels good being able to do everything with the guys and not having to pick and choose which drills I'm in. It's just been a blessing for sure.
When did it feel like, okay, I can really cut it loose now and I'm all the way back?
I would say like late July, early August is when it really started to feel better, because I didn't get back into the summer workouts until like mid-July. So I would say like around like late July to early August is when it felt its best.
I mentioned spark off the bench, and that's putting it mildly, but you can, there's a feeling in the Kohl Center when you come off the bench, like, okay, something's about to happen. That's, I mean, we can sense that we're not playing, but do you sense that when you come off the bench?
Honestly, at first I didn't, but after hearing that a lot and then just playing more and more games, I started to feel it when I would come in. Like, just, I would just feel like if we needed that extra boost, even if we were up, we could be up, and I would still come in, spark the boost, and maybe open up the lead more. So, yeah, I would say I definitely started to feel it, and it was just a good feeling. You know, it's just, I'm playing freely. I'm playing with a smile on my face. That's what I love to do. So it's just, and with the crowd's energy, it just makes it even easier.
Take us back even. I know as you were working your way back, but a lot of new faces, mm-hmm. and obviously, and you know, Cameron Hunter says he leans on guys like you to try to learn things. But tell us about this group, because fans are probably like, mm-hmm. I don't know. What do fans need to know about this team?
Man, they need to know that this group is very, very, like, go-getters. We're willing to do anything, especially with adding the new guys. Like, they're just, we're a group of dogs. Like, every practice is intense. Like, we're going at each other no matter if it's a rebounding drill, a shooting drill. It could be the simplest drill. But we're going at each other, and that's how it's supposed to be, you know, so you can make the games easier. Because if practice is that hard, the games should come easy.
It seems like, too, it's fun to watch how the program where the offense has evolved last year, some different things. And I'm sure you're adding to that now. That's a pretty exciting thought, isn't it? You're smiling, so you must be liking what's going on.
Yeah, just because, like, it's adjusting to the players that we have, like, in their style of play. So it's not necessarily just, oh, we just going to get the ball to Steve-O all the time. Like, yeah, we're going to feed Steve-O, but we're going to run a little bit too. Like, Steve-O is willing to run. So we'll get up and down, you know, play with a little faster pace, a little more pace, you know. We're not going to go too crazy, but it's definitely fitting to some people's abilities a little better.
I mentioned with Cameron Hunter kind of leaning on you. And I'm sure that the new guys, if it's somebody who's transferred in or a freshman, I mean, you went through that yourself, mm-hmm. but you take some pride in that, I think. And they mentioned you and Max Klesman, that there's something about these player-run programs, right? I would imagine there's a little leadership role to you right now that you take pretty seriously.
Oh, for sure. I feel like I've had a pretty solid leadership role since I've been here just because of how vocal I am. But it's definitely took another step this year with bringing in a bunch of new guys, and I kind of like that because I'm already vocal and I'm just here to help. And the more I can help my teammates, the better team we'll be. So I'm just looking out. I tell Cam, D-Free, I tell all of them, the new guys, like, if y'all got any questions, just ask. Don't be scared to ask. And as I tell Greppy, I always say, closed mouths don't get fed. So just speak up. Like, ain't nobody going to yell at you. We here to help.
You mentioned Ricardo Greppy. There have been other players here from the other side of the world. Mm-hmm. But that takes a little bit of courage, doesn't it? You got to have a little confidence that hey, this is going to work out for me.
Yeah, it really does. But I feel like he's adjusted pretty well. Like, I think he's loving it. I talk to him all the time. And, like, he's my guy. I love him. I'm glad he came. But, like, you could tell, he always has a smile on his face, too. And I'm thinking he's liking it for sure.
You're a Wisconsin guy, but you haven't played at Green Bay and then coming down here. Who were those guys in the program who helped you along when you first arrived?
Here?
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Oh, man. Chucky.
Sure.
Chucky was, yeah. I was with him 24/7. And I would say him and Tyler, mm-hmm. T-Wall, they really helped me. I always leaned on them, especially just because, like, you kind of could tell that they were, like, the leaders of the team when I first got here. So I just really, really leaned on them, and they helped me out a lot.
Yeah, the season, always, you guys have another pretty interesting non-conference schedule and all of that. A couple years ago, I think the preseason experts had you, like, not real high in the Big Ten. You kind of like that, though, don't you? Like,
yeah,
the proving people wrong is kind of a thing here, right?
Yeah. Ever since I've been here, that's what it's been. And, I mean, those people are just doing their jobs. Can't blame them, you know, so we don't even pay attention to the rankings or whatever. We just pay attention to what we're doing in the practice gym, because what we're doing here is going to translate to the court.
That's Badgers senior guard Kamari McGee, and that's tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us, and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our Badger Notebook as Butchie rejoins us. Well, quick recap of game one. We got some of Jesse Temple's thoughts. Just the way, you know, the way they came out, we were both kind of, whoa, what's going on here the first 8 minutes? But to their credit, Butchie, they didn't panic. And then they really just locked in for those final 32 minutes, didn't they?
Yeah, and I think that's the most important thing when you look at it. They get to the free throw line 16 times. They make all their free throws. They calm down. It's going to take time to build chemistry. It always does. Now, especially the way college basketball, you're seeing it. You saw an upset by Villanova, you know, get upset yesterday. So, like, this happens. You want to avoid it. Now, like you said, the biggest thing is they had that. They had the first 8 minutes, and it was, okay, we better turn the switch. Not every team could turn that switch. Now, it helped a lot that Kamari came in and played at the level that he played at, plus 35 and the plus minus box score. And that's a huge number, right? And I'm not a huge guy for plus minus all the time. I think it's
yeah, Greg's the same way. He's like, there's too many variables, but that number got his attention.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that number is so big that it has to get your attention. But I thought you saw a different thing. Like, Nolan Winter, he comes in, he scores 15 points all in the second half. It was like, okay, now we can go a little bit more. And you saw John Tanjay come in and play a little bit more and play more aggressive in that second half. And I thought offensively it started to go. I know when we talked to Greg after the game, he said, well, we made shots. We missed open shots in the first. Yes, but I think also defensively that fed into the offense, that fed into making shots. You see that a lot. That's the only thing that concerns me tonight is you can't come out to a slow start because this Montana State team, I know not a lot of people know about them, but they're a really good basketball team.
This is always one of those deals, Brian. We see it in the Big Ten tournament sometimes. This is game two for the Badgers. They've got a game under their belt in front of the crowd and all the bells and whistles that go with the game. Season opener for Montana State. Now, Montana State has some video to look at, but is it advantage anybody? I mean, you just make the best of if it's your opener, okay, good. We know these guys a little bit. And if you're Wisconsin, we got a game under our belt. Let's go to game two.
I think there's that. I also think for Wisconsin, the scary part is you haven't seen this Montana State team play. You have footage. Usually by the second game, a team has played. Now you've both of your games against Holy Cross and Montana State, this has been the first game for both of them. So, like, that film that you have to see what tendencies they might – you don't really have. So you're trying to figure it all out. But this Montana State team, on the other hand, this atmosphere doesn't scare them. They've got 3 Big Ten teams on the schedule this year already. They're going to play at Wisconsin, at Northwestern, at USC. So, like, they're used to this. So that's the other thing where you look at it. Normally you get some of those smaller schools that come in and they're trying to figure it out a little bit and the moment's a little – they've been to the NCAA tournament the last 3 years. They've They're playing other Big Ten schools. This isn't going to be one of those moments for them. So I'm very intrigued with this game. I think when we get to the keys, it's going to be important to make sure you take care of the paint. There's a lot of things that Wisconsin has to do. But this Montana State team is a team. It's very intriguing tonight.
It was, you know, we talked about this Montana State team with experience, and the Badgers do as well, even though they're getting used to playing with each other with some of the transfers. But one of the things that we've seen this movie through the years, you know, the Badgers are going to shoot a lot of threes. And if they're missing them, their ability to attack the basket the way they did, that was encouraging. They didn't go into panic mode and say, hey, let's drive the ball and let's get it to the bucket. And that's exactly what they did.
Well, it's what they did. And I think you look at the experience that you talked about, who drove the ball to the basket the most?
Mm-hmm.
The older guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? When they needed a bucket, you could see Big Steve down on the post. You threw it to the post and you played off of it that way. So experience is as much as, you know, right now, this time in college basketball, everyone's talking about freshmen and transfers and who's having impacts. Give me the guys that have been around the longest. Give me the guys that understand how to get the job done the most in these kind of environments early on. Those are the guys I like, and those are the guys Wisconsin has. Now, I also expect Max to get going a little bit.
Yeah, get him going.
Like, get him going a little bit as well.
So. Absolutely. No, there's a reason Greg Gard has that get old, stay old. You know, maybe now more than ever with this. You know, you just get some guys who've kind of been there, done that, and even though the team might be different, it's going to take some time to gel. They don't freak out if it's not going great early.
And they know the standards, right? Like, that's the biggest thing, Matt. Yep. They know the standards, and they're not going to move on from it.
All right, we will take a break. That is our Badger Notebook. More of our pregame coverage to come. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs, that's WISC.jobs.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Back courtside at the Kohl's Center, game two for the Badgers, coming off Monday's season opening win against Holy Cross. Season opener for Montana State. First ever meeting between these two programs. As we mentioned, Montana State becoming a bit of a regular in the NCAA tournament, making it three consecutive times. Matt Logie's in his second year as the head coach of this Bobcats program, previous 4 years at Point Loma in California. And he has worked his way up, not unlike Greg Gard, might add. Logie, though, as a head coach, has taken teams to the NCAA tournament in Division III, Division II, and then last year, Division I. So these guys, Butchie, here quickly, they've gone through the ranks. They know it. They didn't strike gold right away. They earned it through their really good teams over the years.
Well, to me, that means they can coach.
Absolutely.
The reason you work your way up the ranks is because you know what to do. You know how to perform. You know how to get your guys right. And you know what your principles are and what you're trying to do. This is a team that's going to shoot a lot of threes. And can Wisconsin guard those threes?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. 43% of the Bobcats shots last season were three-pointers, making nine per game. Half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Action! When I grew up, I wanted to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl's Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. One game in the books. I know you had this close scrimmage, the exhibition, but what did you like? What needs a little work, as like every program in America has after game one?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot that needs work. Obviously, the start, the first 7-8 minutes is not how you want to start a game, specifically defensively. I thought we got too loose, but I liked the response. I liked how we were able to buckle down, figure things out. Obviously, got the ball to go in and scored at a high clip, but it was a lot of great teaching and from the film, and we did a lot of good things too. I mean, obviously you don't flip it. I think after the first 7 or 8 minutes, it was 80-40. So you don't flip it like that without doing a lot of good stuff. And I made sure they knew, you know, this is the team we can be and we need to be, and we've got to improve on those first 7 or 8 minutes.
You talked a lot about getting old, staying old. Now, I know Blackwell and Winter are sophomores, but they were counted on last year. And you have Crowell, you have Tanjay. There didn't seem, you know, Brian and I would think, from our viewpoint, didn't look like there was any panic. Shots weren't falling early, so go to the bucket.
And yeah, I mean, and obviously I've said all along that the experience that John Tanjay brings to the table is evident. So obvious that just his maturity and his calmness, and he understands. And, you know, you have to tell him twice to, all right, we need to start attacking the basket now. Even though we had wide open shots, play from the inside out, and we did a good job of that. I thought Kamari McGee, too. Again, the experience shows. I think that's, in many ways, it's definitely helped us.
He seems like someone who embraces whatever role he has. You know, if it's coming off the bench, I mean, he played 28 minutes, so they were basically starters' minutes. Everybody loves to start, be introduced, but he seems like he gets it.
Yeah, and I think just from, you know, when I have started him, I started him in our close scrimmage, I didn't see the lasting impact of what he can make off the bench. I think the jolt he gives us off the bench, it's a change of pace, it's a little different defensive look. Obviously, he ups our pace, our points per possession, and our tempo go up. So it's just, it's a really good weapon to have off the bench. And I think, like I said, I just like the energy he brings to our team. And you could mix and match. I could do it a lot of different ways. I can only put five out there. So until they change the rules, we'll only put five out. And like I said, I never get consumed with who starts because, like I said, I like having that type of energy and that boost and that change, how he makes us look a little different on both ends of the floor, which is good to have.
All right, we'll take a break. More with Coach Carter. Pre-game chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house? Ouch! What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the Boulder Shamrock supplied.
Badger fans, the final home matchup at Camp Randall Stadium is just around the corner, and it's a big one. This Black Friday, Badger football takes on Minnesota in a battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Great tickets remain for the border battle matchup, but they're going fast. Don't miss out on your chance to be in the stands. Secure your seats for November 29th. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Don't wait. Get your spot today.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
It's the Badgers and Montana State, and a team that plays in the Big Sky Conference has been in the NCAA tournament each of the last 3 years. Butch and I were saying, I don't know how many fans know a lot about Montana State. but they're really well respected, and they've earned all that respect.
They have. You know, Matt that's there now, this is his second year, has done a good job. Before that, obviously coaches have done a good job, so they've you know, they built the program there, and obviously at that level you got to win the conference tournament to get in. But they've gotten hot late, and they've had some really good things go their way. And if you're a basketball junkie, you know Montana State because you watch late night basketball, you watch conference tournaments. That's a good league, and obviously in today's world with the portal and junior college influence, you know they're one of the older teams in the country, and I've gotten some guys. They got a kid from USC, a kid that with Bennett, St. Mary's, and Utah State. So there's a lot of you know, a lot of transient nature across most rosters across the country, but specifically with this one, and obviously they're picked to win that league this year too.
We talked a lot. I mean, you guys want to shoot, you know, a lot of threes, knock down a lot of threes. Obviously, that's a staple of Matt Logie's teams. This team, little Princeton too. You're going to see him shoot.
Yeah,
threes?
Yeah, there is some of that flavor to it, and obviously he did a really good job at Point Loma in California prior to coming to Montana State. So he's worked his way up, Division III, Division II, Division I, and he's always done a good job offensively. And obviously he has a good reputation on the West Coast. And it'll be a challenge for us tonight because we don't have any film on him, Matt. We're going blind into this from other than some phone conversations and looking off last year's film. And then obviously they have so many new players. You don't see them together anyway. You're kind of looking back at where they were a year ago and trying to put together your best plan. But I think we have a good plan based on how we've always guarded some of the Princeton actions. We've seen it before, and I've always liked how we play it. Now we got to go out and do it.
You mentioned it after on your weekly radio show, and I think Joe talking with Joe Krabenhoff yesterday too. That first game, you know, some guy who had two threes all year hits four. That happens, and that's part of the mystery, and then the adjusting on the fly, right?
Yeah, we had to adjust really fast to Warren, who I think had thought he was Steph Curry for a while. But that's part of it. You know, you take when you are going in early in the year, when you don't have any sample size of what they are doing, and you look at the trends of the past, and he hadn't made any threes, or very few of them, and that if you look at the other four guys in the lineup, that was the guy that you could get a little help off. You know, it would be a little different lineup tonight. They'll play four guards around at times, around the big guy inside. So it's another challenge for us. But, again, similar to what we've seen a lot, floor spread. It's going to test you a lot. There's not going to be a lot of hanging out in the low post. We're going to have to get out and guard the perimeter.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
A quick check at the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. Other conference teams in action tonight. Iowa will host Southern Michigan State, taking on Niagara, and USC will face off with Idaho State. Last night, Butchie, you had a little look at Indiana, McKenzie Mbako, 31 points. And they got the highly touted transfers. But Mbako isn't one of them. It's a game, but I think we know how good he can be.
Well, he can be really good, but that front court with Balo as well now involved. I mean, he's a rim runner, goes right to that front of the rim, shows nice and big. Like, it's a different dynamic than what they had with Ware last year and what they're able to do. I don't like saying it.
We saw him last year up close,
Balo. And he's a different player there as far as protecting the rim and those sorts of things.
I thought Indiana looked really good. I know it's one game, but yeah. Just what Rice did with the guards, I thought the defense that they played was really good, too. And again, one game, I understand it, non-conference, but I thought Indiana looked good.
I was looking forward to watching Rutgers last night because of the two highly touted freshmen, but one of them, Ace Bailey, was injured, did not play, got banged up a little bit in practice. But Dylan Harper, the Harper family, continuing to build the legacy there, and a nice start for Dylan Harper. Harper dropping in 20 and a win over Wagner.
He did, but Rutgers guarded.
They did.
And that was my the reason it's my question is because it's young freshmen. Can they guard at the elite level that, you know, Coach Pikel wants them to guard?
Non-negotiable, probably.
It is a non-negotiable, but I was impressed there, too.
Yeah.
Early on, I've been very impressed with Big Ten teams. I know that a lot of people aren't talking about Big Ten teams as far as national championship and where, like, I get that. It's been since 2000. I understand it. But I've been impressed with what these teams, even Minnesota. I mean, they took care of business.
Yeah, like, Garcia,
Dawson Garcia,
night.
He had a huge night. Like, just
it's interesting, Butchie, because you know when you read and you hear from others who cover college basketball across the country, no dog in the fight about the Big Ten. But they say, like, well, you can make a case for all 18 teams being good and maybe being able to find a path, but they don't look at any one of them as being one that could cut down the net.
Absolutely, yeah, correct, right? But this is where it happens. Like, you start building right now during this time frame.
All right, that is your Big Ten report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. If we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to tonight's matchup with Montana State. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and it's a family tradition to use only high quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL. With Rail's on-the-job jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Boghead. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
The Badgers and Montana State tonight at the Kohl Center. Time for Butchie's Keys to the Game.
First, it's pretty simple. Transition defense, when you have a team that shoots a lot of threes, you have to stop those early and often. You've got to get back, set your defense. Don't give up the threes, which they want. They're going to want to take 30 of them, and they make a lot of them. So make sure you guard that. Rebound the basketball on the elite level. That's back-to-back games. I've said it. You've got a height advantage. Dominate the glass. Don't give Montana State any offensive rebounds, because that's where threes come as well. Offense, rebound, kickouts, three. So eliminate that. That leads to the next one. Limit the threes. Got to have high hand contest on their shooters. Don't let them get wide open shots, which means don't let them get going. And the last thing, defensively, right away from the jump, you got to come out and be ready to play. You have to set the standard of what the standard has been at the University of Wisconsin for as long as it is. Those first 8 minutes that you started the game on Monday, cannot have it, will not have it, won't allow it. It's not who you are. Get it out of your DNA and start the game the right way.
Who got more agitated, you or Mike Kelly?
I did.
Did you?
But not by a lot, because we both looked at each other. We gave one of those. But that being said, give credit where credit is due. What did they do the last 32 minutes?
Yeah, they guarded
They guarded. And so just have that be for the full 40.
Yep, particularly tonight against the Montana State program that will come to town with a lot of confidence, being for the first time in program history, the Bobcats made the NCAA tournament each of the last three seasons. Those are your keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Time for our UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Yes, the laughter, Brian Butch, we got him a cookie, so he is a very, very happy.
Yes, sir.
Got his pregame cookie. But injury update, we can chuckle because it's good. The Badgers come in healthy. You know, Kamari McGee got a little bit dinged up in the second half of the Holy Cross game, but he's been back at it and is good to go here tonight. Now the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For Montana State, Matt Logie, the head coach in his second year. Mentioned his team last season was 17-18, 9-9 in the Big Sky, but they are the Big Sky tournament champions. This is his 14th year as a head coach, and the guy's all about winning. 293 wins compared to just 76 defeats. His front line made up of Brandon Walker, 6'7", 265-pounder, a junior from Oak Cliff, Texas, and a transfer from UT Arlington. Was honorable mention Big Sky with the Bobcats a year ago, averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds a game over 34 starts. Max Abakpolo is a 6'8 junior from Laguna Niguel, California. He was at Utah State. He started his college career at Wyoming. 3 years at USC, was about an 8-point-a-game scorer his final year with the Trojans. Tyler Patterson, he has been a Bobcat all along. 6'8 grad student from the state of Washington, making his 118th career start. 8 points a game and a bit of an Ironman last year, averaging 35 minutes of playing time per game. Gabe Mullins, a transfer from Washington State. Gabe Mullins, a 6'6 grad student, averaged 1.5 points a game, playing 24 times for the Cougars last year.
And Patrick McMahon, 6'7 senior from Alaska, played just three games last year, then suffered a foot injury that ended his season. Injuries have dogged him the last couple of years, but you know, when he did play, he was pretty productive last season, averaging 13 points over those three games. He did start one time. That is your starting five for Montana State. For Greg Gard's Badgers, same five as he had on Monday. Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot senior. Big Stevie the other night with 7 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. The grad student out of Eagan, Minnesota. Nolan Winter joins him on the front line, the 6'11 sophomore out of Lakeville, Minnesota. 15 points, had a perfect night shooting. 6-6 from the field, 2-2 from three, and made his one free throw attempt. John Tanjay in his Badger debut scored 23 points. A 6'5 grad student out of North Omaha, Nebraska. And you got Max Klesman, the 6'4 senior from MENA, making his 104th career start. 7 points he scored on Monday against Holy Cross. And John Blackwell rounds out the starting five. He had 16 points against Holy Cross to start to the 6'4 sophomore out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. And those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First ever meeting between these two programs, and they're about ready to have at it, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Montana State Bobcats. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it.
from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted in off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from the Kohl Center alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson. Back in the network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. Game two this season for Greg Gard's Badgers, coming off Monday night's opening win against Holy Cross. Game two has them matching up with Montana State. The Bobcats out of the Big Sky Conference and NCAA tournament participants each of the last 3 years. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
As I mentioned, game two for the Badgers, the opener for Montana State. So Butchie's nervous because Montana State has some video on the Badgers. The Badgers don't have any video on the Bobcats. So it's more adjusting on the fly, kind of like Monday night, right?
It is a little bit like Monday night, yes. And I love seeing film because it tells you tendencies and everything you need to know, and you get a little bit of a feel as a player. Okay, I can see what he wants to, what his go-to move is. And as a coach,